It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes.
Yeah, it is so close now.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Kids are on the holiday break, letting them sleep in this morning. Some people I know having taken this whole week off because of childcare. They're juggling their job, working from home. Others got to work today, tomorrow, and then maybe pull the pin early for Wednesday. But simply put, this is it, the holiday rush. And over at the Regatta Airport, they say today, tomorrow, a couple of the busiest days of the year. Already starting to bustle more than it was last week. They strongly suggest you get there 2 hours before your flight, even if it is domestic. Right across Canada, these are the busiest flight days of the year. So pack some patience for plane de-icing, the long lineups, the flight delays. And before you leave home, check your flight status online. And they also strongly suggest any gifts are left unwrapped if they're in your carry-on. In your luggage, beneath, in the cargo, fine. But if you're taking gifts in your carry-on and they're already wrapped, they're going to unwrap them. 9 days left in 2025. And the Christmas shoppers were out strong on the weekend, no matter where you were. Parking lots were jammed. Stores were jammed. I don't know if people are in a good mood or not. When you're out shopping on the weekend like I was just briefly for a few moments, I'm pretty much ready for Christmas now, but I did pop up for a few things. And everyone seems like they're just in a hurry right now. Debt solution experts are reminding us not to go in the red as you make this last shopping push. Budget, they say. Budget, yes. A debt solution survey found 54% of people are feeling stressed out about going Christmas shopping this year. And they said on average, most will spend about $925 on Christmas. And that's even if they are in debt. A lot of economists project most families are already carrying a minimum of $25,000 in debt. And Christmas always becomes a concern if you spend too much. That's something I've been guilty of in years past. I get done too soon. And then you think, well, there's that, and it adds up. And apparently, instead of gifts, a few people are committing to be more social with friends and family in the new year, committing to maybe getting together for a coffee or lunch more often and spending more time together instead of gifting. And that's not necessarily a bad idea. You know, outside of your immediate family, years gone by, I can remember I bought gifts for a lot more people than I ever do now. But I kind of made that decision myself a few years ago. And you know what? You appreciate it a little more, too. But hopefully you're not too stressed out, but I'm sure city councilors and the mayor were extremely stressed on Friday after a week long of debating. They came up with our new mill rate. Who's ready to pay $460 more next year in property taxes and utility hikes? Not many are excited about that. By a 6-5 vote, city council approved a package of cuts and hikes, resulting in a 10.9% increase. Mayor Chad says he didn't anticipate that when he became mayor.
I wasn't expecting that. I don't think anybody in the city was expecting that. But given the realities of inflation and the pressures on the city, again, it's the math.
Yeah, the math and inflation, along with past increases that were artificially low, he said. Councillors also got an earful about service cuts.
Residents expressed that reducing or cutting essential programs and services like transit, outdoor rinks, or community investment grants would have real consequences.
And the mayor kind of put the blame, too, on previous councils and mayors.
You take 0.5% off of those past 10 years, not even accounting for inflation, you drop what we're at today by 5%.
Close vote. Narrowly it passed 6-5 in favor. Councillors Froh, Turnbull, Flores, Raddins, Manzanelli, and the mayor, and Councillors Rasevich, Siklis, Burton, Zakidniak, and Bezo voted against. But again, combined with a library and utility hikes, adds $38.70 a month to the average home, or $464 more a year.
It's warm in here, and that's the only thing I want this year. DJ, play all the
Okay, this is Cher, a song she sang Saturday night on Saturday Night Live. And there's a few boos online as some claim she looked like she was lip-syncing. And I didn't really pay attention that much because, honestly, I couldn't stop laughing at Ariana Grande was hosting. And one of the must-see moments of the show, she plays Kevin from Home Alone, and it was an incredibly funny ending of Home Alone that we all deserved. You got to see it to really appreciate it. They gave us the Home Alone ending we all wanted. The family comes home from, you know, after leaving Kevin behind. And they're so thankful to see Kevin again. Only Kevin hasn't had time to take all the booby traps down, and he pretty much, well, destroys his family.
So, what did you do the whole time you were alone, Kev?
Oh, just hung around.
Well, now we have plenty of time to hear about Kevin's little adventures. Oh. Now, let's all put our coats away.
Wait, Dad! I forgot to take down the...
I can't really describe what happens to the family. It is a little gory at times, so it probably has a PG rating, but it is extremely funny. That was one of the best bits on the show. But again, it was a little gory. Last night, Sidney Crosby became the Penguins' all-time leading point scorer.
Crosby winds and blasts, deflects in front, scores! That's it! That's history! The kid is now the king!
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting moment for Sid the Kid. And after he was done playing the game, he reflected that they played a great video tribute that included Mario Lemieux, and the entire stadium just grew totally quiet to listen to what Mario said in passing. And he leads the Pittsburgh Penguins history points now with 1,724. Sid's now eighth on the NHL leaderboard.
Yeah, it means a lot. I was hoping I was going to be able to do it when he was actually here a couple games ago. Unfortunately,
sure, he's watching
gods,
on TV.
Hockey gods made me work for this one. But it was really special to have that message. And obviously that friendship and what him and his family mean to me is a lot. So it was really nice to have that.
Hey, there was a big hockey game over at the Cooperative Center on the weekend, the annual Sirens Cup, where the Regina Police Service beat the Regina Firefighters 4-3. They call it the Battle of the Badges, a big fundraiser for SAS Cancer. I understand it got pretty intense. There was even a major fight at one point, and it got a little chippy at times, but thankfully they all shook hands at the end of it. If you're going to work this morning, I think it's going to be a little quieter on the drive this week, right? With Christmas coming up here on Thursday, Friday, the stats, but with no school, I think the office could look a little quieter. And if it's not because of those working from home or taking extra time off for the holidays, might be because of what the medical health officer from the Sask Health Authority is warning us all. There's a lot of flu going around.
From the testing results that we're receiving every day, majority of cases that have been tested, they've ended up having influenza.
Yeah, flu cases rapidly climbing, and it's not too late to get a flu shot either. They are still available. I think it's run its course now through my household. My youngest was out of school for a week there. My partner, she was off for a week from work. If you are headed to Calgary for the holidays, that's flu central right now, Calgary. Yeah, cases have soared in Alberta, especially Calgary. I think I heard something, almost 7,000 cases of influenza, and more than half of them were in the city of Calgary alone. That is flu central, and their healthcare system has been pushed to its limits. So this year's influenza wave is hitting us all a little harder than usual. In fact, the flu shot may not actually be the best flu shot as in years past, because there is this strain that seems to be one they kind of miss, but they still say it's worth getting a flu shot. Just under 20% of this province took a flu shot. Again, it's not too late either. All right, check your freezer. Pizza pops being recalled because of a risk of E. coli. Pepperoni and bacon pizza snacks are on the recall. So are Pizza Pops Supremo, Extreme Pepperoni and Bacon Snacks, and Pizza Pops Frank's Red Hot Pepperoni and Bacon, all with various best before dates of next June.
The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes
it's a wonderful time of the year if you got kids, that's for sure, especially the little ones. Pretty excited now as the countdown is on. No school this week and next. The holidays have arrived. I'm going to work right through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, taking the stats off, obviously. And I know some of my friends who are taking all this week off and probably next. Just to be with the kids and go to do some ice fishing, maybe some snowmobiling. I know a friend of mine was trying to go cross-country skiing on the weekend and said it wasn't a great idea. It's just there's so much ice out there still and not enough snow yet. Lotto Max still hasn't gone. It's now 80 million tomorrow with a record-setting 43 max millions. Come on now. One of us has got to be a winner tomorrow. And it may as well be me. Got to get my ticket first, too. A lot of people either shopping, baking, or wrapping Christmas presents on the weekend. And when it comes to hot holiday toys this year, the Labubu is the hottest one of all. What is it? Well, it's an elf-like little creature with large ears, sharp teeth, and somebody out of Hong Kong, an artist there, created them. And they become a popular collectible. And if you have girls and have gone through the LOL craze, you remember how it was always a surprise to see which one you're going to get. Same thing here with Labubus, but they become a global phenomenon thanks to social media, celebrity endorsements leading to immense demand, frenzied collecting, and man, on the resale market, some of the prices are pretty crazy too, but they are the Cabbage Patch Dolls of the 80s. In fact, I was asking on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, what's the best toy you ever got for Christmas? And I love the story from AJ Elizabeth, who commented how she remembers it to be her Cabbage Patch Kid doll in 1983. And she also said her mom at that time had been looking for a Cabbage Patch. And they were so hard to find. She recalls the story of her mom telling her that she heard a rumor there could be like 50 of them coming into a toy store in one of the malls. So her mom got up at 5 a.m. to wait outside the store. Everyone else followed. The doors didn't open till 9. And by that time, instead of a line forming, people were just shoving to get to the front of the doors and crashing through at 9. She said her mom got not one, but two, snagged two at the time, a redhead and a brunette. And a lady came up to her holding a blonde-haired Cabbage Patch, begging her for the red one because her daughter had red hair. So they traded. AJ even shared a picture of her Cabbage Patch doll from that Christmas in 1983. Great story. Thanks for sharing that, AJ. That Cabbage Patch craze was so big. In fact, they've made a documentary. It came out like 2 years ago. It's called Billion Dollar Babies, the true story of them all. But they were created by a folk artist. And the key to the success of those dolls was, well, the adoption papers, right? Fueled the craze. And that documentary tells the story of how the original creator battled another who came along saying, I created them.
The intensity of this search for these dolls.
A full-grown woman taking a doll out of a child's hand?
The way in which people reacted in stores, this was new.
What do we tell our little girl Christmas morning? What are we supposed to say? You've been good, but Santa ran short?
This is a story about the worst parts of capitalism.
This nice lady created these dolls. And then this guy comes along and he steals the idea.
Cabbage Patch Kids are original to Xavier.
Yeah, that documentary's on Netflix. Documentaries are so popular now. Everyone wants to watch a doc. Watch a doc. There's one if you are a fan of the Cabbage Patch craze. Another big craze this year, and anyone with young kids in hockey, you know all about this already, the continuing fascination with the Bauer Mystery Mini Sticks. My buddy Donnie Ren over at Extreme Sports is one of the few stores to get them, and they're really hard to find now. You get them in stock, they're out of stock almost instantly. So what is a mini stick?
Almost a repetitive conversation we have, but this year, the hot items that we have coming in, Bauer released a new mystery mini that's got these kids going crazy, which is the Olympic version that's coming up in February. So that is probably the hottest item in my store right now. There is a total of 5 in the collection. It's the same as the mystery minis, but these are all based on the Olympic team. So you got Canada, the States, and the following going.
And is there one unique stick that everyone will try to get, but is really hard to?
Yeah, it's Team Canada, buddy. That's the number one. That's the toughest stick to pull.
Bauer Mystery Mini Sticks. If you see any of those right now, they sell for $30-$35 plus tax, I think. How about you? What was your favorite, all-time favorite toy that you got for Christmas? I want to hear about it. 1-877-300-7275. That's right.
open file. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Oh, if it's Christmas Eve and there's fluffy flakes of snow falling outside, the fire's on, and that song's on, it's Christmas to me. Here we go. The countdown to the big day is even less than it was last week now, for obvious reasons, but we are just 3 days of work for many before we get an extra long weekend, Thursday, Friday. The stats. This morning I'm asking, what's that most memorable toy you got under your Christmas tree? Cassandra Smythe just said Nintendo 64 with Donkey Kong. That changed my life. Yeah, me too. I remember, only I'm a little older, and Intellivision was the one. If you don't know what Intellivision is, I'll explain that later. That was crazy compared to what there is available right now. Hey, coming up after the 6:30 news, my buddy Brett Buster, our resident movie critic, is going to pop in here. He saw Avatar, Fire and Ash, and it was a smash on the weekend. $345 million worldwide taken in its opening weekend. But there's a lot of controversy about where to watch this movie, and you got to know some tech before you go. Choosing how you watch the new Avatar has become kind of a hot topic right now, because Fire and Ash is the first movie to be showing in at the Kramer IMAX, for instance, in HFR, high frame rate, which some people just hate. We'll explain after the 6:30 news the differences right now and where you can watch it in high frame rate, and where, if you hate it, you can go. But that's a big deal right now for moviegoers going to the new Avatar. Lots of people perhaps just waking up this morning, discovering how much more they're going to pay in taxes, because it came out late Friday, if you missed it, our city property taxes. Another $460 more next year. Between the property taxes and utility hikes, that's what we're going to be paying. It was a 6-5 vote. City Council approved the package of cuts and hikes, resulting in a 10.9% increase. And Mayor Chad Baczynski said, I didn't anticipate that when I became mayor last year.
I wasn't expecting that. I don't think anybody in the city was expecting that. But given the realities of inflation and the pressures on the city, again, it's the math.
He also added that the artificially low increases in the past deserve some of the blame, too.
You take a 0.5% off of those past 10 years, not even accounting for inflation, you drop what we're at today by 5%.
He's not alone. There was a sentiment that we heard like that last week from more than 80 delegates who spoke in person to council in support for funding to various city services or budget cuts. And I think it was Regina Civic Middle Management Association who strongly opposed any reductions to the operating budget. Ian Cantello put the blame on past mayors.
You can go back to what I'll term as like the original sin of Pat Fiacco, starting to put in like 0% mill rate years.
I remember those. It was a close vote, narrowly passing 6-5. In favor, councillors Froh, Turnbull, Flores, Radins, Manzanelli, and the mayor, and Rasevich, Siklis, Bertens, Akidniak, and Bezo voted against. But yeah, if you're just waking up and haven't heard how much more we're going to be paying next year, combined with the library utility hikes, it adds $38.70 a month more to the average home, or $465 per year.